Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair. Thanks again for the comments, suggestions and things. I mean, obviously we're in your hands, so we don't want, you know, we don't have any set ideas yet, but maybe 2 points. We obviously oftentimes when preparing documents, reports, we look to past practice. So we would certainly look, you know, in detail at the report from 2011 and see how that was structured. That was obviously, you know, a report that was produced. I think I remember I wasn't obviously in this position in 2011, but I remember attending and following the review conference from at the time I was at the OPCW. From what I recall, it was seen as a useful document. So I think there is value in looking at past practice, but obviously there's also value in looking at what has happened since. We're talking about something from more than 10 years ago. And I think it will be important also to be guided by the discussions of the previous intersessional program. So we've had MX2, you know, three times now. So I think there has been a lot of valuable discussions and valuable inputs to MX2. MX2 obviously has an agreed set of topics that it was discussing every year as well that were agreed by the MSP in 2017. So I think we would also need to reflect, you know, the topics that have been discussed over the last intersessional program in relation to these particular topics as well. And then obviously we would need a balance, and, you know, from our side, you can, you know, rest assured that we would, you know, strive for a balance to address the various, you know, range of topics in relation to science and technology, both negative, positive issues relating to education. Codes of conduct was a specific issue, you know, included in the agenda of MX2, for example. So those, you know, I could foresee something along those lines. But as I said, we are very much in your hands. We're happy to produce something like that. We're happy to not produce something like that and just have a document, as with the other three background papers that will be in process, which are purely submissions from states parties. I think there seems to be, from discussions, there seems to be interest from states parties to at least, you know, provide their input. So if it's not us producing a substantive part of this document as we did in 2011, perhaps there could at least be agreement that to have a fourth document to be compiled on inputs from states parties. So then we would receive your inputs, we would compile them together, as we are going to do for Article 7, 10, and the overall obligations with the convention. So that may be an option, rather than having no document at all, maybe one that is a compilation from states parties. But we're obviously in your hands, as I said. Thank you.